as Blinky. I always wanted to be on Blinky's Fun Club on my birthday, so thank you, Charlie. He was only in Denver, right? He wasn't nationwide. He was just a Channel 2, right? Channel 2 in Denver. Yes, it is my birthday. Thank you, Charlie, for playing that. Oh, he owned an antique store on Broadway. I didn't know that. Why did I not know that? He lived for a long, long time, didn't he? Great guy, by the way. And I always watch Blinky's Fun Club on a daily basis back when I was a kid. So we're trying to get our next guest lined up. If not, though, we'll continue on with the program like we always do. I do want to talk to him. So if we don't get him today, I will get him back because he's a great resource on some of what went on in the debate even last night in regards to, mail-in voting, ballot harvesting, things along those lines. So just as a side note, in Michigan, a court has ruled that mail-in ballots will be valid for up to 2 weeks after the election, which, by the way, folks, I think is a bunch of crap. Yes, I said that. That's crap. The election is November 3rd. If you're going to vote, in my opinion, those ballots need to be turned in prior with enough time, just like in Colorado. So the way it works in Colorado, there's a cutoff date on when you can mail in your ballot to have it counted. And if it goes in after that date, and the election office gets it after that date, it is invalid. Again, like I said earlier, Donald Trump could have used some of those suggestions or some of those answers that I just gave you. He could have done some of those things in the debate last night, which I would have much rather him have done than use some of the examples that he did, because there are examples of things around the country that shouldn't be allowed. This is being one of them. There's no way we should be allowing votes to be counted 2 weeks after the election. That's garbage. And as far as I'm concerned, it's un-American. If you can't get your stuff together and get your vote turned in and either drop it off at your election office and or mail it in on time, tough noogies. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me. 303-477-5600. But folks, I'm not wrong. We have elections. I am also a big believer, even though in Colorado we have mail-in ballots, that we shouldn't have mail-in ballots, period. If you want to request an absentee ballot and vote absentee, more power to you. But as far as I'm concerned, you should go to the ballot box. You should vote. It should be anonymous. Punch it. Turn it in. Do it however you need to. And off you go. This business of mail-in voting like we do in Colorado is garbage. Yes. It is even in our state, and I'm going to say that, even though a lot of you would say, well, that's convenient, and it works well, and blah, 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 blah. Well, no, it's a bunch of garbage. And no, we shouldn't do it in Colorado. And yes, there's fraud with mail-in voting. I don't care what press agency, what newspaper, what website, or what Democrat says otherwise, they're morons. And they're blind, and they're liars. Because, yes, there's fraud in mail-in voting all over the place. And if you can convince me otherwise, lefties, call 303-477-5600. Tell me that mail-in voting doesn't have holes and it's not ripe for fraud. It's crickets because the lefties will never call. I know we got a little delay, but they won't call. They're not going to call because there's no way to defend what I just said. 303-477-5600. And the reason why mail-in voting is more ripe for fraud is once that ballot leaves your hand and it goes through someone else's hands, every single time it passes through someone else's hands, there's one more tick on the fraud box. One more tick on the fraud box. One more tick on the fraud box. So it goes in the mailbox. It gets picked up by the mailman. It goes to the mail processing center. It gets picked up again there. It gets sorted. It goes back out. It goes to the election. You get my drift, folks? You see how many hands it passes through? That's why I am one where I do not mail my ballot even in Colorado. I drop it off. I don't even let it go in the mail. And even when I drop it off, there are still holes in that. And it is ripe for fraud, even though I'm dropping it off. No, I don't have a lot of faith in our election officials at times. I'm sorry, folks. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong in saying that as a talk show host. Maybe I'm wrong. But you know what? I'm just talking personally as a voter. I don't have a lot of faith at times in everybody counting that ballot once I drop it off in the box. I know there's supposed to be election judges there watching over, but I've been involved in things even here in Colorado whereby I've watched the way some of those things get taken care of, and it is ripe for fraud. And it is way different than you actually voting in the actual voting machines we used to have in Colorado at one time. And I remember those days. You'd go in, they'd ask you your name. They had your name on the voter registration files because you could only vote in your precinct, right, Charlie? And you were assigned where that precinct was, and that's where your name was. And it was based upon where you lived and your voter registration. And you walked in, and a little old lady or a little old man or a young man or an old man, or what? You know, I was actually one of those officials when I was a young man, so it could have been a young man, reads off your name, identifies that that's you. There's no ID, I get it, but identifies it's you, hands you the ballot. You get to go back into one of the little voting machines. You vote the way you need to. You put it all back in the little sleeve, and you walk it back up to the official that you hand it to. That's how it used to work in Colorado last time I voted that way. We no longer have that in Colorado because we do mail-in voting. Josh in North Glen, you're next.
Hey, John. I was thinking about what you were saying. I definitely agree. I don't mail in my ballots, never have. I would be okay if we got rid of the mail-in thing and they still mailed them out, but you had to turn it in at a box, just like you have to go in and vote in person.
Yeah, and as you know, that's not, I mean, in Colorado, you can mail that bad boy in if you want.
Yeah, exactly. And I've never done that because, you know, there's so many different people that could, you know, get their hands on it and mess with it. And I always thought it was better to drop them off at the box anyway.
I honestly, Josh, and I know that it's convenient for a lot of people, and the idea is to try to get more people to vote. But here's my feeling on this, Josh. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Voting is an American right that I have as an American citizen. And you know what? For me to exercise that right, if I've got to get my little fanny in the car or I have to walk down to my precinct and actually vote in person because that's my right and I'm too lazy to do it otherwise, then do I really deserve to be able to vote anyways?
No, and that makes, you know, that makes perfect sense to me.
I understand that there are individuals that can't leave their home because of medical reasons and so on. And in Colorado, before we did all mail-in voting, you could do an absentee ballot. And for those people that couldn't leave their home, there were ways around that by what I just said. But my feeling is, again, voting is a right. And if you can't get out of your easy chair to go down to the precinct and vote, then you don't deserve to.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, what do you think about if they did away where you couldn't mail them in?
That'd be at least a step in the right direction. It'd be better than what we have right now. Yeah, I'd be for that. It's not ideal, you know, in the end, but it's better than what we have, yes.
Yeah, okay.
No, I agree, Josh. You eliminate the mailman altogether. I agree. Thank you, Josh, by the way. And yes, in that particular case, having all of them required to be dropped off, you know, but no offense. And Josh, I appreciate the suggestion, but if we go all that route to do that, why not just show up and vote in person and be done with it? I realize they tried to get things streamlined and they try to make it better and. I know all the reasons. I heard all those reasons back in the day. I know that's why the voters of Colorado voted for mail-in ballots, but they were wrong. American National Insurance is next, by the way. I want to help you out with all of your insurance needs. That's Paul Leuenberger. He'd love to help you. He is with American National Insurance. He is my agent. He would love to help you with any of your insurance needs. He'll save you money. He'll help you get the right insurance. Make sure you're properly insured. Call him today at 303-662-0789.
Get your unique vehicle insured for what you know it's worth. Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance gives you the coverage you expect, which means you have the money to replace your vehicle when something goes wrong. Here's a real story from a customer of Paul. A brand new custom vehicle in transport was not strapped on correctly. It fell off the transport vehicle and onto the highway through no fault of the owner. Because he had insured his vehicle with Paul Leuenberger, he filed a claim and replaced the vehicle, no questions asked. In fact, American National Insurance went to bat for him against the transport company to make sure he got the coverage he expected. With any other insurance, that story might have ended very differently. Make sure your unique vehicle is insured correctly so you get the coverage you expect. Call the personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance at 303-662-0789.
Folks, if you want some of the best meat I've ever eaten in my entire life, if not the best meat I've ever eaten, Barber's Foods is the place to go. You can order as little or as much as you want, and they'll deliver it to you. Barber'sFoods.com is the website. Till the end of the month, which is today, it's a Save 5 discount. Save 5, put that into the coupon code at the end, and you'll get 5% off your order. Barber'sFoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for calling us, or thanks for listening today and for calling in. I do appreciate it very much. Dr. Stephen Hotze, make sure I say that right. Dr. Stephen, how are you today, sir?
Sir, I'm doing well. I'm rushing to be on.
Right, thank you.
Reason to
awesome.
Our listening audience, sir. Sorry for the problem.
No, you're fine. Not a problem. We talked a little bit about, in Colorado, we have mail-in voting, so I talked about that as we kind of led into this hour. You're the CEO of Liberty Center for God and Country in Houston, Texas. Lone Star ballot harvest has begun. We've got other things going on around the country. We heard President Trump last night, Dr. Stephen, talking about the potential for voter fraud and so on, which we've seen it in Colorado. So this is not something that I know the left and others want you to think that, oh, no. This is all 100% foolproof. It's not, is it?
Sir, it's not. And by the way, it's pronounced Dr. Hotze.
Hotze.
Hotze, Hotze. There
Hotze.
You go. Now, listen, I'm also the CEO of Conservative Republicans of Texas and have been active in Republican Party politics since Reagan in 76. Let me tell you what's happened. As Texas goes, so goes the country.
Agree.
As Harris County goes, which is Houston, so goes Texas.
Agree.
And we have uncovered a massive voter fraud scheme in Harris County, which has been going on for years in their own districts, in the Democrat districts. It's metastasized statewide and across the state, because the Democrats took over the county completely with a county clerk 4 years ago. The county clerk in Texas manages all the elections, and he's working with a state senator Boris Miles, county commissioner Rodney Ellis, and their capos, and they have a vote harvesting scheme. And how they work it is they go to the nursing homes, they pay the dinero, and then they get a list of everybody in the nursing home. They fill out applications for ballot by mail. Those ballots are sent back to the nursing home. They get a phone call. The ballots are here. They take the ballots. They vote them. They turn them in. So now this is what's going on across the state. And unfortunately, our elected Republican statewide office holders are allowing this to occur. Abbott, who's the governor, at the request of the socialist Democrat county clerk in Harris County, expanded voting by an additional week, 3 weeks, that people could vote in person. And he violated the Texas election code. He suspended it, he said. He also allowed early ballots for mail to be turned in at county court annexes. According to the Texas election code, you can only turn in a ballot by mail on one day, that's on election day, at the county courthouse or at the polling place. We have 11 annexes. They started collecting ballots this last Monday. I filed a petition for writ of mandamus about my 10th or 11th lawsuit against the governor and against the county clerk and the county judge to stop this. And I had the attorney general of the state of Texas side with the socialist Democrat judge saying that, well, it's disaster act and the governor can do whatever he wants to do. And this is what he's decided to do. I don't know what Abbott's thinking, but he has expanded voting, and the Democrats use this to harvest ballots. In Texas, ballot harvesting is a second degree felony. They are, I've got two private investigators. They both signed affidavits to on my case to the Texas Supreme Court documenting what they had discovered has happened. And guess what? They just turned, you know, they turn a cold face.
Yeah, they turn a blind eye to it. And we've seen the same thing happen in other states as well. You know, Doc, I mean, Trump was right. The only thing I wish that would have happened last night is Trump would have used some exact, you know, some exact stories of what's happening, i.e. what you just said. I've got some stories here in Colorado as well. He could have used some of those instead of some of the other outlandish things that he potentially used.
In Texas, you cannot, according to the election code, the county clerk, the election official, can't send ballots by mail to anybody unless they request it.
Gotcha.
He sent them out to all 65 older in Harris County, and they're doing this in the other counties across the state, the Democrat-held counties. And then he is printed right now. They've got it printed for all the other ballots by mail for everybody 65 and under, which the Supreme Court has given me a stay on a previous petition saying he can't do that. But guess what? In the Texas election code, if he sends out the ballots by mail to everybody, there is no penalty. He can be held in contempt by court and thrown into jail, but they're not going to do that to an official.
No.
So basically, he's got free carte blanche to disobey the Texas election code because the governor's already unconstitutionally done that. He has no authority in the Texas Constitution. Article 1, Section 28 says no power can suspend the laws of the state except the Texas legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone carte blanche and closed down businesses, regulated churches, mandated masks, contact tracing, and now he has suspended the election code. This is what I call tyranny. Yeah. If you like this, you'll love communism. They'll tell you what to do, where to go, how to do it, where you can eat. That's what we're facing.
What do you think about what Michigan's doing, where they're going to now allow ballots to be rolling in and counted 2 weeks after Election Day?
Sir, this is all about Democrat election fraud. And yep. I couldn't believe Biden's up there saying, oh, there's no proof there's any election fraud.
Oh, what
fraud
an yeah, what a liar.
Well, how can you say that? That's how the Democrats win their elections. Yep. Everybody knows that who's an insider. And then they asked Trump, and he said, this is the biggest fraud being perpetrated upon the public. He already talked about it. You heard what Trump said last night. He's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even know the details. And on top of that, John, something you probably haven't talked about, but it's computer election fraud also. And they've hired somebody here in Harris County to work with the county clerk. By the way, the county clerk in Harris County is the deputy, he's the deputy chief of finances for the state Democrat Party.
Yeah.
They put him in here 2 months ago when the county clerk resigned abruptly. They put him in to do the dirty work because as Harris County goes, so goes Texas, yeah. So goes the nation. And the guy that's running the voter harvester ring has told his people who related to our investigators that he can bring in 700,000 illegal ballots in Harris County alone. The election will be over if that happens. It'll be over.
So what do we as conservatives do to combat this?
Well, sir, I filed 10 or 11 lawsuits. I've got an attorney. We're fighting it every inch of the way, and I'm having to fight Republicans. They won't stand up. They're afraid people in the press are going to say, well, they're trying to suppress votes. No, we're not. We're trying to establish voter election integrity. We can't have people steal ballots. That's what they do in third world countries.
Yeah,
That's what they did in Venezuela, how they took
control. Because they do in communist countries as well. When, you know, not, I shouldn't say communist countries. There's not much vote there. But you know what I mean. When they're trying to overthrow have a coup or whatever, those are the things that happen.
That they do four things. The communists, first thing they do is demoralize the population, mm-hmm. destroy the morality, which we've had a sexual revolution in America, and anything goes, and from pornography to sodomy to adultery, you name it, they got it, and they support it, and if you talk against it, you're an evil person. Second thing they do is they destabilize the country. The third thing they do is create a crisis. What do you think all these riots and everything was about? It's a crisis.
Well said.
And then the communists say, we can normalize things. Vote us into office. You heard Biden say, I'll bring everybody together.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to bring the communists together with the free enterprise Christian conservatives, and we're all going to agree? No, it's a war for our culture.
Yeah.
And we've got to get our people out to vote. but you better have poll watchers watching these guys.
That's right.
Tooth and nail. By the way, one last thing. In Harris County, we put poll watchers at the annexes, and the county clerk said, you can't have them there. We said, we'll call the Secretary of State, who's appointed by the Republican governor. And she said, you can't have poll watchers at the annex. It's a drop-off location for ballots by mail. If it's a drop-off locations for ballot by mail, it's a polling place.
Right.
They won't let anybody in there to watch what they're doing. Why would you not want to have somebody watch what you're doing unless you were doing something illegal?
Well said. Well said. Dr. Stephen Hotz, how do folks find more about what you guys have going on in Texas? You got a website?
Go on Facebook. I've got a Dr. Stephen, Steven Hotze, Hotze, MD.
Okay.
That's a double positive.
Gotcha.
Dr. Stephen Hotze, MD. You can follow Texas and what's going on here and around the nation.
Perfect.
That's what I've got.
All right, Dr. Stephen Hotze, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining us. If things change, we'll have you back before the election. We'd love to.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it very much. Let's take a timeout. We'll come right back. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. Heard from them earlier, by the way. They've got some great deals going on right now. And don't forget, you can get Cooper tires and other tires at cost. And mention Rush to Reason, you get 15% off. It's that easy. Extreme Auto Repair, find them at klzradio.com.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme, promises kept.
Flesh and Beck, and Kevin wants to help you out with all of your needs when there's an accident that's been involved. Maybe you've been involved in one, and could be other things as well. He'll help you with gun trust, things like that as well. But anything legally speaking, Kevin is there for you. But if you've been involved in an accident, things aren't going well, the insurance companies aren't doing what they should be, you're not getting compensated, you're hurt, your medical bills are racking up, Kevin can help you with all of that. And if you know someone that fits that description, have them call Kevin as well. 303-806-8886. It's fleshlawfirm.com. That's F-L-E-S-C-H.
The hard part of my job is getting the case ready for trial. The really fun part of my job is going to trial.
Call the personal injury attorney who enjoys going to trial, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
The thing that people need to do when they're talking with lawyers about trials, ask the lawyer that they're talking to whether they like to go to trial or not.
Although most personal injury cases settle outside of the courtroom, you want an attorney who stands ready to represent you at trial.
The reason that we say trial tested, trial ready is because we do enough cases that we are always ready. And it's like anything else. You ride a bike or, you know, you shoot trap. If you do it often, you're still in good regular practice on it. If you do it once a year, not so much.
Trial tested, trial ready. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh. Call today for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial, wealth accumulation versus retirement planning. He'll tell you the difference. He'll help you get to retirement and then stay there. Find him at klzradio.com. Again, klzradio.com.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange your free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. The home stretch here, ending our close to the third hour here, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Our next guest here is Jim Simpson, author and commentator, actually investigative journalist, businessman, and former economist and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget, also an author, Enemies Within, The Agenda, Grinding America Down, and Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit. Jim, welcome back. Rush to Reason, how are you, sir?
Hey, John, great to be back with you. I got to correct you on one thing, though. Enemies Within was written by my good friend Trevor Loudon.
Oh, that's right. You're correct. Yes, you are correct. Yep. Sorry. I knew that, too.
As well, but I was in the movie. Great movie.
And I appreciate you correcting me on that. And you know what? I knew that. I should have said that. I knew that. All right. Talk about China's secret speech.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was around 2002 when a General Hoshan gave a speech to the top leaders of the Chinese Communist Party. And in it, he outlined how they would take over the United States of America. And he made it on the basis of the fact that they needed to grow past their borders. Their population was getting too big, and they needed to expand. And good old USA was the choice piece of real estate they wanted to expand to. But, of course, there's already people here.
Right.
So in order to get rid of the people, his plan, and this is what he proposed, was a pandemic to murder between 100 and 200 million Americans.
Thereby making room for them.
Yes, thereby making room for them. And he argued about, you know, in the past, we never could have done that because with arrows, even machine guns, you can't kill that many people. It's just too difficult. But with a pandemic, and he made the point of saying, we have already made great advances in bioweapons, and we are working on improving them all the time. They made no bones about what their plans were, and that the United States of America is their greatest enemy and the enemy that they're out there to beat. So, you know, in light of especially this current pandemic, that was a particularly important thing to bring out. And another
Quick, I want to stop you. Do you think our current virus that came out of China was a test, or do you think that was a mistake and got released on accident because there's a bigger thing coming? What are your thoughts there?
Well, honestly, it's definitely a manipulated virus. It was not.
It's a laboratory born virus. We all know that at this point.
Yeah, it came out of the Wuhan Level 4. Biolab, which is, you know, in any communist country, that means it's at very best dual use. So, no, I think it was a mistake because they clamped down internally, but then they kept it secret externally, mostly because they hate to be embarrassed.
Right.
And they are very shoddy in the way they do things. And the other reason I think it was a mistake is because I think if they were to do it on purpose, they would have been much sneakier about it. It would have exploded all over the United States rather than those areas simply where Chinese were coming back from
China. I agree
China
with that. For everybody listening, let's make sure we're clear on that. I think you're exactly right, because let's face it, if they really wanted to release something in a bioweapon way, it wouldn't have been from airplanes coming into a particular city in the United States of America. Right. They would have already had plants here with the weapon, release it in strategic places. They could do that all around the world or in a particular location and thereby wiping out, you know, X population immediately. So, I'm with you. I don't think that there was a malfeasant attempt on the United States through this particular virus, although I think it shows how vulnerable we are.
Yes, absolutely. I think in a lot of ways there's a silver lining, and that is one of the big silver linings, if we realized just how vulnerable and how poorly prepared we are. It also opened the door for us to see just how much China produces almost all of our medicines, and that's something, you know, you just
I agree with you, Jim. I think in a way there's always a blessing in disguise in some of these things, and I think the blessing in disguise in this one is, A, we've learned how to do some things remotely that we wouldn't have had to do otherwise. B, we learned how many things came from China that shouldn't be coming from China in the first place, and we need to bring back here to the United States of America. And then I think, you know, in relation to China, I think they've also learned how dependent upon us they are for certain things that I don't think they had any idea they were.
Yeah, right, right. That's really true. That's really true. They're very arrogant, and they go on the presumption that we're all a bunch of suckers. And the fact of the matter is the American people aren't the suckers. The American people elected a president who is one of them, who is not a sucker.
That's right.
Like practically everybody in Washington, D.C., was either stupid or they're getting their palms greased in one way or another.
Yeah.
So that they
or
can,
both.
You know, but yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, yeah, no, to your point. So again, yeah, I look at the silver lining in this as well. Now, I also know that I think this particular pandemic has been used politically. That's why we're seeing things still shut down today. You know, is the virus out there? Can it kill people? Absolutely. Do we need to protect the vulnerable? Absolutely. But on the same token, do we need a nationwide mask order and keep everybody home and keep shutting the economy down? No, we do not. We need to get back to normal and get back on track and get things rolling again. And on the same token, Jim, be aware that these things are out there, and we need to be on our guard more as a country. All the more reason why we need border walls and security and be able to watch what's coming and going in this country.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm actually at a fundraiser for a guy I know here in Maryland who's running in the 2nd District. He's actually the winner. I ran for this congressional seat in the primary, and he beat me and 5 other guys, but so I'm here to support him. But you know, we're in a crowded restaurant, nobody's wearing masks, we're all having a great time, and no, I'm not afraid of it at all. And if somebody is, they use a mask, they keep their distance, and it's fine. But you know, this shutdown is in many ways as deadly as the pandemic itself.
That's right,
because people die. You know, there's over 100,000 people diagnosed with cancer every month.
Mm-hmm.
So for 3 months when we were shut down and nobody was getting those, you know, not essential doctor visits, we were not catching hundreds of thousands of future cancer patients. And how many of those are going to be beyond, you know, cure when they finally are discovered?
Well, and Jim, I'll go one step further. So my father, through this COVID you know, time frame, had a triple bypass and had some things done heart-wise that fortunately, and I say fortunately, even with COVID, they were able to find and some. But I will be honest with you, had he not been as tough as he was, and he'd have been anybody else, Jim, he probably wouldn't be here today, because all they did was kept pushing off off what he should have had much sooner. And had COVID not been around, he would have been in there a lot sooner. Luckily, he's a tough old bird, and he was able to make all of that. But I'm here to tell you, Jim, if it hadn't been him, who knows where he'd be today?
Well, there's a lot of people who are on that column of dead who may have maybe down as COVID deaths, and in a certain sense they are COVID deaths, because shut down
what
killed them.
Well said.
Yeah, it's just a disgrace. It's
okay. So let me ask you this: when it comes to this speech, knowing what China's ultimate goal is, and knowing what's just happened, did we help it? You know, did we as a country, because of all the things we did shutdown wise and so on, did we help advance that cause for China? Or because of all the things that we have done, did we help backtrack that some?
Well, I think we helped backtrack it simply by virtue of the fact that we became aware of how vulnerable we are. And we also became aware of how malevolent China really is. So we're going to be a heck of a lot more careful. Of course, as long as President Trump gets elected.
Thank you.
If Joe Biden gets elected, we'll all be going.
Yeah, it's
out
a new game.
Anyway.
Game, you know, it's a whole new game. And when it comes to China, he's their best friend.
Oh, he is. bought off, bought and paid for.
Yeah, and that's been proven by, you know, his son Hunter and all the things going on there, which I hope more news will continue to come out on that, because the reality is the whole Biden family's bought and paid for by the Chinese.
They're absolutely, utterly corrupt.
Yeah, and I really wish, and that's the only thing I would have wished in last night's debate, is that more of that would have come out. I know that probably wasn't going to happen because the moderator himself wasn't going to allow that, but the reality is that is the truth, and they are bought and paid for by the Chinese.
They are. Absolutely.
All right, Jim, I mean, I really appreciate it, and appreciate you actually doing the fundraising you're doing. We've got to get more and more conservatives elected. Again, just as a side note, one of the ways folks that are out there listening to me, one of the ways we beat not only the Chinese, but we beat back the Joe Bidens of the world is, Jim, we've got to have more conservatives voting. We've got to get better candidates to run. We've got to get more of our own elected officials going. And if we don't, we're going to lose it. On the same token, we can win this if we do the things I just said.
Can I make one last pitch?
Sure, of course.
Get your vote. Get your listeners to go to millionvoices.org, where they can get a free voter guide to show the distinct difference between the Trump campaign's positions and the Biden's campaign's positions. And then they could take the pledge to vote, and they can actually register to vote from that website if they're not. Here's something that's just inexcusable. There's 30 million Christians that are not voting. 15 million are not even registered to vote. And if we could get even a percentage of those people out to the voting booths, it would be a game changer. It's almost inexcusable. So tell your listeners, urge their friends, go to that website, take the pledge, spread the voter guide to as many people as you want. They will send you 1,000 of them if you ask them to. And send them, take them to your churches, get people to take the pledge, because we've found that if a Christian takes a pledge, almost all of them follow through, because they're generally people of their word.
And Jim, just as a side note, and I know you sort of, you know, briefly, you know, brushed on this a moment ago, but here, to your point, if all the Christians that are now listening to me, and all of the other Christians that are out there that are, you know, across the country, if they would all go out and vote and take this pledge and vote conservative, which, by the way, as a Christian, I don't know how else you could vote, but that's just my own opinion, Jim. But the reality is, if Christians would do that, this is a hands-down win.
Yes, absolutely. Unambiguously, we could start taking back all of the institutions of culture, our high schools, our colleges. I mean, you know, this is going to be a long battle, and we need all hands on deck.
Well said.
We're going to win it.
Jim Simpson, thank you so much. You're welcome anytime, sir. Appreciate it.
John, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Take care, sir. We do appreciate it very much. Enchanted Kitchens, folks, is next. Make that kitchen the enchanted place in your home where people want to come, hang out, fellowship, and just have fun, and make it functional for you. Find them at klzradio.com.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern, but for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
For the Wondrous Mortgage, if you want to pay for that kitchen, Kurt Rogers can help you do that, and it's an easy phone call. 720-895-0500. Again, call Kurt, 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Choose an agent that represents you, not the insurance company. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts, an independent insurance broker, for a complimentary analysis of your current insurance plans. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. There was a tweet earlier that went out from Ari Fleischer who said, "I rewatched the start of the debate. The first quarter went to Trump, who gave an uninterrupted, or the first question went to Trump, who gave an uninterrupted 2-minute response. Then Biden gave an uninterrupted 2-minute response. Then it went back to Trump, whose answer was interrupted 3 times by Biden. If you don't like it, blame Biden for starting it." You know, he's actually got a pretty good point. I'd have to go back and watch the beginning of it, but I think he's actually correct. So at any rate, that's Ari Fleischer's comment. I want to shift gears, though, for just 1 second in the show with this. Denver will keep its outdoor dining program through at least October of 2021. Okay. It's now 70 degrees outside right now, and it's 5:52 at night. We will have a, I don't know, Charlie, a low of what? It's been getting down into the 50s roughly. I'm pulling up my weather as we speak. So tonight's lows, I don't know, by 8 p.m. it's going to be 61 degrees. It'll be 64 degrees at sunset, which, by the way, is only 7 o'clock. So the question I have for Governor Polis in the city of Denver is this. How many of you listening, especially those of you that are ladies, like to sit outside and eat when it's 60 degrees? I'm a man, and I say men versus women because typically women are a little bit more prone to being cold because typically they don't have the same insulation that we men have. I'll just be nice and say it that way. In other words, we're fatter than you are. And typically, we can handle things to be a little bit colder in most cases. I'm talking in general, by the way. I, though, even as a man, I don't want to eat outside when it's 61 degrees. I mean, I like being a little, you know, cooler and it's a little brisk and it's the air's fresh and all. And I get all that. That's all great. But unless a restaurant, you know, those of you listening in Charlie, has all of those outdoor radiant heat heaters, and even they are sort of, how do I want to say it, Charlie? They work about half the time. Sometimes you're warm, sometimes you're not. I mean, unless you're like directly under one, I don't care where those things are at, you're not going to be super warm sitting outside in 60-degree weather. And keep in mind, folks, that's 60. We're not talking 45 and 50. We're talking 60. So the question I have is, and I've said this all along, as the nighttime approaches more soon, you know, sooner in the evenings, as our daylight hours shorten is what I should say, as night approaches more quickly. And as the sun goes down, we already know that the, you know, temperatures drop. And pretty soon it will be, oh, I don't know, 6:30 when it starts to get fairly dark. And that temperature swing is at that time of the night. How many of you are going to want to be outside eating? And my prediction is not that many. So keeping this outdoor dining program through October has got to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What they need to do is figure out how to open up the restaurants inside where it's warm, expanding those capacities, and letting a restaurant make money. Because you're not going to have people sitting outside at night, which is typically when people eat dinner, through October, folks. I'm a Colorado native. I know how cold it gets at night. I don't think I'm off my rocker in saying this. You're not going to have people eating outside through October. I don't know what these knuckleheads are thinking. They're not. You know, daytime for lunch, you know, Sunday brunch, you know, it's noon and it's 70 degrees outside and you've got the warmth of the sun, or it's even 65 when you have the warmth of the sun. Totally different situation than being there at night in the dark when it's 60 degrees. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this stuff out. So until our illustrious Kevin Polis, Mayor Hancock, and others can figure out exactly how to open up the inside of the restaurant, these guys are doomed. That's my prediction. I got a text message earlier from somebody today, too, that owns a business. Won't say where, but it's in an area with statewide mask mandate, of course. So they got reported as a business that they weren't wearing masks. And they now have to call the local county officials to find out what's going on and what they have to do because some Karen said they weren't wearing masks. Folks, this is ridiculous. It really is. When we've got citizenry calling and reporting on other citizens and businesses because of not wearing masks, it's gone far too long. It went far too long to begin with, but it's really over the top at this point and really starting to make my blood boil. We'll talk more about that, of course. Purify Chevrolet coming up next, though. They want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs, new and used purchases, doesn't matter which. They've got you covered on both ends. They've got a full lot of used cars, including new cars as well. Don't forget, they sell all new Chevrolet products, trucks, SUVs, sedans, you name it. They've got it. Just give them a call today at 303-659-8311 or find them at purifoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And just as a reminder, as we talk to our last caller, you know, our last guest, I should say, Jim Simpson, yes, please register to vote. Make sure your family's registered to vote. Make sure your church is registered to vote. Make sure as many conservatives and Christians, especially, that you can get out and get registered to vote. We do that. That's the only way we're going to win this election. The voter fraud, I believe, is going to be at an all-time high, and we're going to have to counter that with our votes. So, folks, please do that if you would. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Please enjoy your night. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Don't forget the National Crawford Roundtable is next. This is KLZ 560.